The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
After 5.5 years and millions of euro later, the beloved Notre Dame of Paris has been restored and will soon be open to the public. Joining me now to talk about this is Eleanor Beardsley, Paris correspondent for National Public Radio. Eleanor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, April the 15th, 2019, the world was in tears. Well, certainly all of Paris was in tears to see this iconic cathedral being burnt down.
Absolutely. I remember I was out there myself on the sidewalk surrounding the cathedral. And as it was burning, people were just desperate. They were kneeling on the sidewalk and praying and singing hymns. And it was just, you know, people were so afraid the firemen would not be able to put out that fire. And but they did.
Now, they did put out the fire, but not before a lot of damage was done. The famous roof came tumbling in. The iconic tower collapsed. And that was, I think, what broke most people's hearts, because that was so emblematic of the cathedral. There was talk immediately afterwards of doing something quite radical with it, but that's not how it eventually turned out.
That's right. They eventually rebuilt it exactly like the original, which was a 19th century, I believe, 1860-something. Viollet-le-Duc, he was a famous genius architect who actually renovated the cathedral over 20 years because it was very dilapidated. And he built the spire then, and it was in perfect harmony with the medieval structure. And it was just, yeah, so they decided to redo it exactly as it was, and they had all the plans for it as well. So, yeah.
Now, we know there's political turmoil in France at the moment, trying to get a budget, including tax hikes, through. But Emmanuel Macron, he visited the cathedral. He had promised that it would be rebuilt within 5 years. It's 5.5 years now, and it's not quite complete.
It's not. There's still some scaffolding up, and the grounds are going to be completely resculpted through 2030, but it pretty much is done. And it was seen as just, you know, pushing it pretty hard, kind of risky, but he has succeeded. And I think it's a welcome respite from the politics. But he visited it on Friday in a 2-hour tour that was broadcast live on basically all the French channels, you know, so I tuned in and I was absolutely riveted for 2 hours. He went through the cathedral and the first thing that hits you is it's light and it's soaring and it's white. They kept talking about the blonde stones. And I don't know, you know, any of you who've ever visited Notre Dame before the fire, it was always dark and gloomy. I mean, it was beautiful, but it was very dark. And so he went through and he stopped at 10 different stations where the artisans, 2,000 artisans, worked on it for the last 5.5 years. And they used the old skills and the old methods, but they also used some high technology. And one of the things we learned from this young artisan, they put latex all over the stones and it like impregnated the pores of the stone. And when they pulled it off, she said it's like removing a second skin, and it pulled off 1500 years of grime. So the stones are now blonde and they're lit up and the stained glass windows let in all the light. It looks like a different cathedral.
Like, you know, that great cathedral in Barcelona, which has a lot of blonde stone and wonderful stained glass. And it is of more of the modern era. So the new refurbished Notre Dame will more resemble that in terms of its light.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see. It opens on Sunday. Everyone is very excited. I mean, it was sort of France's first glimpse at the cathedral on Friday on TV. And I'm sure that there will just be throngs of people trying to get in to that first mass on Sunday morning. I mean, just the roof itself. I mean, some of the methods they used, they rebuilt it around France. And it just sort of like brought... They have these skills here. They have 48,000 historical monuments in France. So they keep these skills alive, like stone carving and this, you know, Middle Ages carpentry. But the church really revived it, and it's really big now. So I actually went to the 250-year-old carpentry place where they did the roof. They cut these trees down, and they whittled the 1,400 trees down by axe to make the beams of this new structure under the roof, which is known as the forest. There's not a nail in it, Pat. They've held these things together just like they did in the Middle Ages with, I'm not sure the technical term, but the wooden pegs. So it's absolutely amazing. And yet there's a modern touch. They have an automatic sprinkler system up there now.
I hope so.
So that it can't ever catch fire. Yeah.
Has anyone ever been brought to book about the fire itself? Anyone convicted of malicious damage or?
No, they never really determined what caused it. They think that, you know, I've read since then, when you're renovating a historical monument, that causes sometimes a lot of fires break out then from an electrical short. Some people said, you know, a worker left a cigarette half, you know, burned. So we don't know, but it did stem probably from the renovation that was going on, because Notre Dame was actually pretty decrepit before it burned. And now it's like an almost like a new church.
Well, it's expecting some 15 million visitors when it finally reopens. 15 million visitors in a year. Eleanor Beardsley, Paris correspondent for National Public Radio, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.